In conflict, prayer is not a last resort. Prayer is ministry. The intercessor is someone who brings people, pain, sin, confusion, and possible reconciliation before God. 1 Timothy 2 speaks of prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings being made for all people. That includes people in conflict. It includes people we love. It includes people who frustrate us. It even includes people we may see as opponents. An intercessor stands before God and says, "Lord, have mercy here. Lord, bring truth into the light. Lord, protect the vulnerable. Lord, soften hardened hearts. Lord, lead each person to repentance where repentance is needed. Lord, stop the wildfire and draw people to the peace fire." Intercession matters because conflict is never only relational. It is also spiritual. Pride is spiritual. Bitterness is spiritual. Fear is spiritual. Repentance is spiritual. Forgiveness is spiritual. Reconciliation is spiritual. That does not mean every conflict is solved only by prayer without action. Sometimes prayer leads to confession. Sometimes it leads to a direct conversation. Sometimes it leads to a boundary. Sometimes it leads to outside help. But prayer keeps the learner dependent on God. The intercessor must also guard the heart. Prayer can become gossip if we use prayer requests to spread the story. Prayer can become control if we only ask God to change the other person and never ask Him to search us. Prayer can become avoidance if we pray instead of obeying the next faithful step. True intercession is humble. It says, "Lord, I do not see everything. I do not control the outcome. I need your wisdom." Jesus himself intercedes for his people. Romans 8 and Hebrews 7 remind us that Christ is not distant from our weakness. He lives to intercede. That means when we pray in conflict, we are not praying alone. We are joining the ministry of Jesus. The intercessor may not be seen. The intercessor may not be thanked. The intercessor may never know the full result. But God hears. Before moving on, choose one conflict and pray for every person involved. Pray for truth, pray for humility, pray for safety, pray for repentance, pray for wisdom, and pray this simple prayer. Jesus, make me faithful in the role you have given me.